Carapace. So the Makor for having carapace is the Mishnah in Pesachim Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says the following words: Heviu lefonov metabel bechazeres ad shemagia lepaperes hapas. And the Rashbam there explains that what it means is that after Kiddush al Yain, we then dip the chazeres. And he explains that lav dafka chazeres should be used for the mitzvah of carapace. Rather, what it means is if a person has no other vegetable besides for chazeres, which is typically going to be the vegetable going to be used tomorrow, if a person doesn't have anything else, then they can use chazeres. But really, a person should actually be using a different vegetable. And we have the Maril, who says that we use a vegetable for karpas, shnikra ipach, aleph yud pei chof. That's the Maril in the Seder Haggadah. In Shaita Shuvah Simon Nunches, that carapace really should be something called ipach. And the Chasam Sofer, in Shaita Shuvah Orechaim Simon Kuf on the base, he notes that his Rebbe Reb Nosson Adler would spend a lot of time trying to work out what exactly this ipach is. And he said if it came out of the word of the mouth of Maril, then that's really what we should be trying to do. And he said that this was a vegetable which is called in most Lashonos Api, Aleph Pei Yud Aleph, and he basically said it's celery. And that's why a lot of people have a minhag to use celery for carapace. We know other people use potatoes, but the idea of the celery is because that's what the Chasam Sofer felt was this ipach that the Maharal had spoken about. By the way, that's the Makor. It's from that Mishnah in Pesachim Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. The reason for carapace, the Gemara says, is a hekel tinoikus. It's because we want the children to notice something is different tonight. What exactly is different? So the Rashi in the Mishnah says, the hekel is the fact that we don't normally have a yarek before the Suda. And therefore the children are going to ask, what's going on? Normally we make Kiddush, then we go straight into Hamaitzi, yet tonight we're doing something strange. There are other Mahalchim as well. The Ran says that it's not the fact that we're eating before the Suda, it's the fact that we're having two dips. And Tosfos in Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph Dim Maschav Hadar brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Yosef, who says that the reason why we have the Yerek before the Suda is in order to patter the Morah, which we're going to be eating later on after the Matzah. To which Tosfos asks that, well, how does that make any sense? The Gemara says very clearly the reason is because of a Hekel Tanoikis, and not in order to patter the Morah later on. So Maharal explains. He answers up Rabbeinu Yosef and says, yeah, Avada the Ikatakana was in order the kids should ask. But we could have had an apple. We could have had something which is shahakal. We could have had, you know, eight shahakal, as we just said. Why dafka a yerek? That was chosen in order that it could patter up the morrow later on. Now, the only thing is, once a child has asked the question of why are we doing the carapace now for a hekel, so what answer should be given? So there are different suggestions. The Rekech says that we answer them that it's a zecher to the beginning of the shibud. Maril says we do it in order to, as an appetizer, because we want to have the matzah as a l'tayoven later on. We want to have a good appetite for the matzah, and therefore this is an appetizer. The Maril and the Bach both say it's derech chirus, the Bnei Chorin will have something extra before the meal to as an appetizer, but more derech chirus, not to have the matzah as an appetizer. The Bach explains that we're having it, we say that we're having it because we're going to be saying the Haggadah soon, and we don't want everyone to be starving hungry, because it's going to take a long time. Therefore, we have a little something beforehand. Okay. How much should be eaten for the carapace? So the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Ches Halacha Beis says it should be a kazayis. Haggadah Maimonides says you don't actually need a kazayis, because the whole thing is just to make the children ask a question, and therefore there's no din achila per se, because the Maggid Mishnah explains the Rambam that you need a kazayis because every achina needs to be less than it needs to be a kazayis. But the Gaon's Maimon says there's no need, it's just for heka. But the Maaser of the Beis Yosef brings B'Shem Maril, and that's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch, in Mishnah Berurah, that it should specifically not be more than a kazayas, it should be less than a kazayas, because there's a suffix whether one should make a brain of foshas on it, and therefore have less than a kazayas, and there won't be any shayla.